just a routine patrol, you know, I didn't think anything of it. Yeah, it was about half past four, no more than about, I'd say about three or four steps, and then must have stepped on the device, stepped on the ID. So next thing I was aware of was like lying on my back. I got some recognition of kind of tumbling around a little bit, but yeah, I lay on my back and I looked down. I couldn't see my legs at that stage. I couldn't really hear anything. There's a big dust circle all around me, but I weren't in any pain. I was just like in shock, and I just walked into a door, or ran into a big pop forward playing rugby, like shocking, like stunned over your body. I looked across this left hand, and the index finger was like hanging off, so I kept all that. So I made that into a fist and kept all that. Then I looked across to my right arm, and it was like twisted up behind my back, so I couldn't really see it. The next thing was where I was in the, well, I could say the medical centre, it was a green tent in the fob, and the doctor was there. I remember him talking about a helicopter being available in 5 minutes, but it's got no medical team on it, or there's one in 10 minutes with a full medical team on. And as we know, they've got the golden hour out in Afghan, so you've got an hour to get back to Bastion, otherwise you probably won't make it. And it was like 45-minute flight from where we were to Bastion anyway, so it was a good call that they decided to go for the 10-minute chopper, because if I got the 5-minute, well, I probably would have got back there quicker, but without my medical team on the helicopter, I probably would have deteriorated quite a lot more and possibly not made it back.